Yeah. So, I mean, I was just your average, 26-year-old guy trying to work, struggle through the financial life and the relationship life and stuff like that. But, when things got a little tough on both those ends, I kind of really hit a really low spot, wasn't really going anywhere. And then I decided, I think it was time to really fix myself and get some help. So I started looking, and family services came up, and I had it recommended by some family members. And so I reached out, and they reached back within, a day, and got me in to see it like a counselor within a week. And it was very affordable too. So that helped me within my financial side, and really, once I started seeing one, they were very helpful. Especially since I went through a pretty bad breakup there, it kept me going. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, really, at the end of the day, we're only human. So, like, when there's a whole bunch of things that you're dealing with, like, I mean, there's only so much that you can deal with before you kind of hit a breaking point. And it can be sort of tough to sort of take that first step to accept, like, maybe I do need some help, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it definitely took me some time to work up, let's say, the courage, because, there's that, stigma out there about guys got to be tough and they don't need to talk about their problems. But, I mean, I don't believe that at all. I think it's actually really good to talk about your problems. And if you are scared to talk to a family member or a friend, having a service like this in Saskatoon that is both affordable and easily accessible is a wonderful thing. And it helped me out a lot.
So it was super easy for you to get in the doors of Family Service Saskatoon, and then, like, it was pretty quick to find a counselor that you clicked with and could relate to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I went through two, personally. I had one, and then, unfortunately, she ended up moving on to another job within Family Services, though. And then I got a second counselor, and they were both fantastic for me. And it was really quick and easy transition in between the two. So, if you have one that doesn't work, you can find another one. No problem. Absolutely.
So let's, and I hate to say this, but let's imagine an alternate reality where you never heard about Family Service Saskatoon. Where would things be right now? How would things be looking for you at this very moment?
Honestly, I think I probably would have just been stuck where I was. Probably would have spiraled a little bit farther down, and really would not have been pushing myself in the career trajectory that I've been trying to go towards. I think I would have been in a much worse spot now.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, your physical health and your mental health are like two exact halves of what make us healthy people. So it's really amazing. Like, once you get a bit of a handle, or at the very least start getting a handle on your mental health, how you see that resonating impact on so many other parts of your life too, right?
Oh yes. I mean, it definitely helped me, keep yourself more physically healthy. I mean, when you're not doing good mentally, you're going to start not doing good physically, whether it's sleep, whether you're eating or not. You don't have the, energy to go exercise and stuff. And getting some of that stuff off your chest feels like a weight, and it makes you feel a little bit lighter.
It's amazing too, like when you have access to something like Family Service Saskatoon, how affordable all of that help can really be too, right?
Oh, it was very affordable. I mean, private services are fantastic in their own way, but having a public service where it costs me as little as $25 to see somebody really, really helped me take that final push to get there, especially being in such a tight spot that things are nowadays, especially for some young people out there trying to pay rent and food, and having a service to help you like that was very helpful.
Well, and you made brief mention of the fact that there is a bit of a stigma with getting a handle on your mental health, accepting the fact that maybe you do need help. And I know that there's people listening right now that might be rolling their eyes a little bit and thinking like, well, I don't need that kind of help, but maybe they do. What would you say to that?
I mean, I can say I rolled my eyes for many years too. And, being in within sports and a lot of those kind of groups of people, it's not a bad thing to talk about your problems. And if you don't feel like talking, or you have a hard time talking to family or friends, you can get some very kind, professional, and very helpful counselors out there that will make you feel a lot better. Trust me.
Amazing. Reed, thank you so much for being here today.
No, thank you very much.
Well, and again, that's where this Radiothon comes in. We want to fundraise and make sure that Family Service Saskatoon can continue to offer the help, because they've been doing this for over 90 years, which is just incredible. You can call right now, 306-664-CARE. That's 664-2273. You can also go to the Family Service Saskatoon website, poke around for a little bit. You can find all the information about the different programs they offer.